These are just my thoughts. Quick and dirty. No rhyme, no reason. On today's journey in this here game called life, I'm going to talk to you about, I don't know what you want to call it, expectation, gentleman, and being an all-around good person. And then the absolute flip side of that. So, here it is. Little bit, even though I got 10 years under my belt of the mindfulness, of the Soto Zen, of the mental studies, we still human, baby. We still human, and we still getting through it. We're going to learn every day. So, here's the story. I have a meeting with a somewhat important gentleman in the music biz. Okay, looking at some licensing, some links, some syncing, and all that bullshit, okay? So, I go into this pretty, I don't want to say swanky, but posh eatery, restaurant, all right? It's somewhat busy. It's about 1 in the afternoon. So there's a group of what are absolutely gorgeous women in probably their late 20s, early 30s, 5 or 6 of them. And we're kind of all walking at the same time. So I grab the door and I open it for them. Each and every one of them walks through. And each and every one of them does not acknowledge me and does not say a word to me. As if I was a peon, a peasant, a nobody, a nothing. Which, you know, I don't assume them to know who I am, give a flying F who I am or anything. But my motto and what I was taught is this. Whether you are a janitor, a street sweeper, or a mofo CEO, you treat every human being, race, color, nationality, creed, with some form of dignity and respect. And I got none of that. 6 different people, 6 different women, and not even one of them glanced at me to acknowledge that I had done a duty for them. And don't get me twisted, holding a door open or helping an old lady across the street or helping somebody out is not, I'm not doing it and you shouldn't do it for the accolades. You know what I mean? None of this stuff I do for the accolades of, oh, good job, buddy, or, ooh, thanks for that podcast. You really changed my life. If I get that, amazing. Wicked, that's the point of it. But for that many people, 0 to 6 to even make eye contact, even a head nod, was a big pill for me to swallow, right? There's so many issues going on in this world. There's so many things going on. There's all these hashtags and movements and all these online gangsters and online activists. But when it comes to the real deal and human face-to-face interaction, nobody can even acknowledge each other. It broke my heart. It almost made me look at each and every one of them with a bit of a bitter taste in my mouth, but I understand we are all human. I don't know what each and every one of them went through today. God only knows. They have their own issues. I hope it wasn't just the fact that they're snooty and think that they're above other humans, because if that is the case, it was terrible. But then I'm assuming, so that is not what I'm here to do. And one thing I definitely will never let it do is change me. You know what I mean? As I left the restaurant, I did the exact same thing. Have the door open for a group of men. And then 2 more people walked out. Each and every one of them said hello to me and thank you. So there is the huge difference. But I was definitely, as a human being, disturbed at the first situation. So that's where I want to leave that. Don't let, whatever it is, if you're going after your goals, if you're being told no, if you're trying to get a job, trying to get a date, trying to lose weight, if somebody's telling you you can't or somehow making you feel less than you should be, screw them. F them, do you, never stop. This is our one life to live. Don't let anybody take that away from you. We are blessed to be where we're at. We can breathe, we can see, we can walk, we can earn money, we can get better, we can be smarter. We are so blessed. Remember that. Don't let anybody bring you down. As always, I thank you. I appreciate you. You could be anywhere in the world and you was right here listening to me. You damn well know I thank you for that. Peace, and I will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.